Harper Audio presents Spellcaster by Claudia Gray, performed by Christine Vam. Chapter 1. Before anything else, Nadia felt the chill. She wasn't sure why. Her father already had the car's heat on because of the awful weather. Her little brother Cole was too engrossed in his game to have rolled down any of the windows. The only sounds were the slap-slap of the windshield wipers, Cole's thumbs tapping on the tablet screen, and Dad's classical music, some piano concerto, notes rippling and rolling over them, not unlike the driving rain outside. It was just like the other countless hours they'd spent in this car today. There was no reason for the trembling cold that snaked its way along Nadia's skin, no reason for her head to swim as all her senses heightened. No normal reason, anyway. Nadia straightened in her seat, in the back next to her brother. The passenger seat in the front was always left empty, as if Mom might suddenly return at the next rest stop.
Dad, where are we?
Almost there.
You said that 3 states ago,
Cole chimed in, never looking up from his game.
I mean it this time,
Dad insisted.
We should get into town any minute now, so hang in there, guys.
I just mean, my head hurts. Honestly, explaining what was wrong was out of the question. Nadia already knew that the strange sensations washing over her weren't physical or emotional. They were signs of magic. Dad turned the piano music down to a soft wash.
You okay, sweetheart? There's painkillers in the first aid kit. We could pull over.
I'm fine, Nadia said. If we're almost there, let's not stop now. Even as she spoke, though, she felt as if she made a mistake, as if she ought to have said, yes, pull over, let's get out of this car as soon as possible. Everything within her told her that they were traveling closer and closer to a source of magic, unlike any she had known before. But instinct alone told Nadia this magic was primal, powerful, potentially overwhelming. Her eyes flickered over to the empty seat next to her father. Mom would have known what to do. Well, Mom's not here, Nadia told herself savagely. She's still back in Chicago, probably off drinking cocktails with some guy she just met. I'll never finish my training. I'll never be able to use magic the way she did.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?